He will. He'll give you a Messiah. He'll hold my say. Glory to God. It changed the guard. It changed the prisoner. It changed him. Not only did it change him, he took him home. They took him home, and it changed the whole household. When you begin to give God praise, when you begin to give him thanks, it is a good thing. Come on here. Oh, my God. Somebody need to preach that. Something good going to come out of this. And use that too. And use it. Something good is going to come out of my praise. Something good is going to come out of my praise. Come on here. I don't care what I'm going with through right now. I don't care what I'm facing with right now. But something good is going to come out of my praise. Come on, somebody. God going to do it. What you do is you continue to praise him. Mm-hmm. You continue to praise him. You continue to give him glory. Don't look at the circumstance. Come on. Don't deny. I don't deny it's there. It's not there. Yeah, okay. It's there. It's a fact. It's there. But guess what? I don't see it like you see it. Because I know my praises. Come on here. It's going to do what? Turn this thing. I know my praises is going to shift it while I'm going through it. Continue to praise him. Hallelujah. My God. And the Bible said, out of the mouth of babes, well, even perfect praise, he won't praise. He won't glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Don't complain no more. Just start saying, I'm going to praise God, dude. I'm going to praise my way through this. I'm going to give God praise through this. Come on here. Because I know it is a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks. Unto the Lord, the God of the Bible. My God, hallelujah. Until who? Hallelujah. The Lion of Judah. Come on here. It's a good thing to give. Because when you start giving him thanks, he going to come through for you. He going to come through for you. God, bless your name. Bless your name, God. Oh, I love you, God. Oh, I adore you. Oh, I magnify you. I sing praises unto you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to get a prison experience while you're going through that thing that's trying to hold you in prison. Begin to sing praises and begin to praise his name. So guess what? That thing that's got you bound, that thing that's got you overthrown in your mind, got your spirit in vex, you begin to sing praises in your heart and give God praises with your lips. Hallelujah. And that thing got to loose you. It's got to be broken and destroyed. Because your praise is powerful. Your praise is powerful. It's a good thing right here. Psalms 92. That's that first verse stood out. Hallelujah. There's some more good meat down on in there. But it's a hallelujah. Don't you know your praises will cause your enemies to ambush against themselves? Hallelujah. When you praise God, your praises are called your enemy to turn on themselves. They be after you, but guess what? They'll turn on themselves. Oh, my God. When you begin to praise God, God will give you a strategy in the midst of while you praising. Hallelujah. God will tell you what to say while you praising him. God will, or while you worshiping him up. God will bring you through this thing, and you'll be out before you know it. That's why. Let me tell you this. The enemy, Satan himself know what praises can do. Oh, my God. So that's why he sets on us when we in the midst of services and he don't want the praises to go up. He don't want you to give God thanks because he know once you get into a place, come on, I'm too far gone now. I can't stop giving him praise. I'm too far gone now. I can't stop telling him how much I love him. He know that the praise is going to move God. Oh, my God. Oh, help me, Jesus. Let me slow down here. The praise is going to move God. That's why he don't want you to open your mouth. That's why he don't want you to lift your hands up. That's why he don't want us to speak this word and be fluent and strong and dominating it. Because he know if we ever come into a place of praise. Oh, my God, that's a good message. Somebody better preach that. A place of praise. When you come into that place of praise, praise our God. Nothing going to interrupt you. Nothing going to come out your mouth. Come on, but praises. Come on, hallelujah. I won't complain. praise is coming out. Come on. I won't speak ill words and words. I begin to speak faith-filled words that will dominate, faith-filled words that will rule, faith-filled words for the day, because we serve the God of the Bible. I begin to speak of the praises, the praises, the praises. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your heart, Evangelist Michelle. Bless your heart, Sister Caroline. God bless you. I'm telling you, when you begin to sing praises, when you begin to just think on the goodness of God, when you just begin to meditate and just begin to praise him and to bless his name, I'm telling you, things change around. Things turn around. My God, just take some time to give him praise. Just take some time to give him glory. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. I keep reading this over. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. And sing praises. You can't give him thanks and don't sing praises. It's a two-fold part thing here. You got to give him praise. You got to sing. Come on. Hallelujah. Unto thy most holy. Thou most holy. Thou most holy. He's holy God. Oh, most high. Oh, most high. There is nobody like him. I had to slow down here because I want you to know this. When you start singing praises and you start giving him that perfect praise, that the fruit of your lips, come on, somebody. He's going to move. He's going to move for you. The situation going to turn around. I'm telling you, you'll be like when they was locked in jail, they begin to sing praises. Come on here, in the Bible, and I'm just going through that. Just think about the old patriarchs. When you begin to sing praises and give God what's due to him, hallelujah, he grants you your request. Because remember Hannah? Hannah didn't have a son, and Hannah went up. And she began to shabak. She began to rock before God and giving the praises. And do you not know what happened in the midst of while she was giving God praises and shabaking and rocking him? Read it. It's in the word of God. Hallelujah. God granted her request. Praise is going to bring you your request, not complaining. Oh, I don't know why we in this. I don't know why I got to go through this. I don't know why where God is at, where he's at. No, change that. Stop that. Begin to praise him. Begin to give him thanks. Oh, God, I bless your name. I'm in the midst of this. But, God, I give you glory. God, I know you're going to bring me out. I know you're the God of the Bible. I know you can do it. I give you praise, God. I give you glory, God. I give you honor, God, because you said in your word, God, that you will let no thing come upon me, Father. I thank you. You let me know that no weapon that form against me shall prosper. And, God, I bless your holy name. I'm just saying, when you get lost in the praise, you ain't got time to look at for what you're going through. When you get lost up and caught up in the praise, you just lost and caught up in the praise, and you know God has already done it. I don't know when he did it, but I know while I was praising him, he done it. I don't know when he changed the situation while I was giving him glory, while I was giving him honor. Hallelujah. It changed. It changed. It changed. It changed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Hear me. Here I go again. I'm going to have to go get him. I'm going to have to bring her to Titusville. I'm going to have to bring her in. Hallelujah. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to have to bring her in, y'all. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Nobody sang it like her. A change has come over me. When you begin to praise God, it'll be a change. It'll be a change. Hallelujah. It will be a great change come over you when you begin to give him praise and thanks. You look at it from a different eye. You're looking at it from a different a point of view. You begin to look at it, hallelujah, for what it says. Your praise can change the situation. Your praise can change the whole situation around. Hallelujah. My praise in the midst of what I'm in is worth giving God glory. It's worth giving God thanks. It's worth, come on here. Ah, my God. The songwriter even said, they wrote the song, Praise Our God. I had some good days. I've had some bad days. I won't complain. Come on. So don't complain, but give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Come on. Hallelujah. And this is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous. Come on. Here it is. And it's marvelous in his eyes. This is the Lord's doing. If you're going through something, and this is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous. It may not look good to you, but it's marvelous in my eyes. This is the Lord's doing. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I may lose some of y'all on my pad here because I didn't fully charge it up. And it don't gave me a signal to let me know it's 10%. It's going to die. So if I lose you, it's nothing wrong. But yeah, you can still hear my voice. Some of you all. Praise God. I want you to know that God is still on the throne. He will do exactly what he says he's going to do. Come on, somebody. So what I'm getting ready to do, I'm going to open up the lines. And I know it's Thanksgiving. I want you to give him praise, give him thanks. Amen. If you need me to pray for you, I will. I take time to open up the lines, phone lines now. Praise our God that you may be able to give him thanks over the air. Let you know, and what do you want to do? And if you need prayer, we'll pray for you and with you. Praise our God. That number to the station that you can call in is area code 321-632-1000. Come on, somebody give him thanks. Somebody give him praise, no matter what you're in. Because according to Psalms 92 right here, what we've been in, hallelujah, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sing praises unto him. Praise our God. So you could be able to call in, and we'll let you call in right now. Praise our God. I want you to know he's able to do it. Seated above all you think I ask. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. Come on. Hold your head up, my brother. Hold your head up, my sister. Guess what? Because he will bring you out once you give him thanks and you give him praise. God bless you, brother. Praise God. Pastor Andre Smith, God bless you, man of God. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. No matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing with, no matter what the enemy is trying to do, if you give him praise, if you give him thanks, you give him honor, he'll do it for you. Just believe God. He'll do it for you. Praise God. You can call in. Amen. And I'll be able to pray with you and pray for you as you give him thanks. Again, the number here, area code 321-632-1000. Amen. Call in and give God praise and give him thanks. Amen. No matter what you're in today, no matter what you're facing today, God is able to do a sin above all you think is of acts, and he will bring you out. What you must do, you must continue to praise him. What you must continue to do is give him glory. Guess what? Because he's still on the throne. You may say, well, Apostle, I'm not saved. I don't know how to. I don't know how to give him praise. I don't know where to begin. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. And all you got to do is start thanking him, and he'll give you the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is start praising him, and he'll bring you through it. Perfect praise. Hallelujah. From the heart. Just praise him. Watch God turn it around for you. Amen. If you tried to call in, you could call back in. If you want to call in again, the number here right now is Erico 321-632-1000. I'm waiting your call. I'm here. Amen. I'm here. Live in the studio. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're in, no matter what you're faced with, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. He inhabit the praises of his people. Hallelujah. You could call up on God in the middle of a praise, and he'll answer you. Come on. He answered David. Yes, he did. Come on. He answered the patriarchs in the word of God, and he's still the same God. He have changed not. Come on. He changed not. So if you're out there today, you want to call in and you want to say, Apostle, pray for me. I'm here. We're touching the agree, and we're giving praise and we're giving thanks together. Come on here, for it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Now we want you to come and go with us and be with us. But sometimes you got to enter in by yourself, because sometimes, you know, people say, well, it don't take all of that. No. See, they don't know where you come from. They don't know what God is doing in your life or doing in your life. So therefore, what they need to know, hallelujah, and the praise is going to do what? Show forth out of your mouth when they see what God has done. Again, going back to what I said earlier, when Paul was picking up the sticks, gathering up sticks, and the viper latched out from the fire and latched on his hand, he shook it off. But they were standing around trying to figure out, why did Paul not swell up? By now, he should be swollen up and be dead because he don't got bit. Some of you don't got bit by life, but you turn that situation around with the praise. And guess what? That thing that tried to harm you in life, it didn't harm you. Why? Because you gave God praise. You gave God thanks. And it worked out for your good. Amen. Amen. It's working for your good. Come on. Call it. We got a few minutes here. Come on. Hallelujah. I know you probably, some of you working, probably you can't do it. Some of you are probably trying to get yourself together, might be trying to go on your vacation, get your clothes together, what, packing or whatever. But take time out to give God praise. Take time out to give him thanks. Take time out to give him honor, because we serve the God of the Bible. And he can do what he say he is going to do. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? I believe it. He can. He will turn it around for you. Don't worry about it. You may be in that situation, but I guarantee you, if you give God praise, if you give God glory, you give God honor right now, it'll turn around. It will turn around. Because guess what? Again, he cannot stand for you to praise him. He can't stand that. You move God with your praises, not your tears, not feeling sorry for yourself. You move God with your praises. Come on. Yes. You won't get God's attention? Go to praising him. You say, well, I'm a quiet praiser. Go to praising within your heart, because it's going to come out. You can't praise him. You can't praise him silent and nothing happen. A silent praise make things happen. Okay? I got the Bible on you. You know why? Because, again, Paul and Silas was in jail. And they praised him. And guess what happened? They praised, caused an earthquake. Mm. They praised, caused an earthquake. And the earthquake, it shook the jail, according to the word of God. And it shook the doors open. It shook the bands loose and everything. When you praise God, something is bound to happen. Something is bound to happen. Do I have any callers? Do I have any callers this morning? Got a few minutes here, y'all. Got enough time here. You better hurry up, because don't wait till the last minute. Oh, I should have called in just to give God praise, just to give God thanks. Because guess what? Now is the time for your miracle. Right now. Right now. You looking for God to do something? Praise him. You waiting on God to do something? Don't talk about it. Just praise him. And I guarantee you, it shall happen. It will happen, because your praises outweigh every bad situation that you're going through. Your praises bringing you through it. Come on, somebody. It's turning it around for your good. And we know. And we know. What do you know? When our praise and things are happening. And we know that it's working together for my good in the midst of what I'm in, because I learned the secret. That's in praising him and giving him glory, giving him thanks. Come on, somebody. Bless all of you all. Come on. I know we're coming up on Thanksgiving on Thursday. Praise God. And I pray that you all have a good Thanksgiving. Those of you that are in town or got family coming in, or you're going out of town with your family, I pray that you're safe. I pray that everything work out for you. In the midst of this week, in the midst of Thursday, take time out just to give God praise, just to give him thanks. Come on, let's look out and bless someone that is less fortunate than we are. Come on, and let's give thanks. Just give thanks. this is a time that they set aside, that, you know, for Thanksgiving. But we know we Thanksgiving is every day with us, because we give him praise, we give him thanks, we give him glory, and we give him honor. All right. I want you to be encouraged. Haines City, God bless you over that way. Hallelujah. God bless you over that way. All of you that's connected. Amen. Hallelujah. New York, bless you. You're coming on. I see some of you. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Your words are traveling over Georgia. Thank you. Thank you all for coming on to the radio broadcast right here in this station where we at right now. We're tuning into the radio broadcast that made it possible for us to come on. Hallelujah. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial along with other stations. We're so grateful that you tune in. You're tuned in, because guess what? This is the place to give him praise. This is the place to hear a word that will pick you up and turn you around. Listen, pretty soon they're going to be having a fundraiser here here at the radio station. And I'm asking all my listeners that love to hear Apostle Curtis Watkins come on. It's about time for your miracle. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it. So let's rejoice and sow a seed. Amen. Sow a seed into the radio station here. Amen. Stop by. Stop by. And I may not be here, but the radio station manager, Brother Danny, will be here. Stop by. Sow a seed. I just want to sow a seed in the fundraiser to help you to be on the air, to help to keep Apostle and such other ones on the air. Apostle Elizabeth Hayward, different other ones that come on before us. We just want to sow a seed. Give back to the fundraiser. They're not asking and begging. They're not about to shut down, but it's just giving back. Amen. This station have been a blessing to you down through the years. This station have been a blessing to you for what? I've come on now at 9 o'clock till 10. It has been a blessing for you. So sow a seed. It doesn't matter how big or how small it is. Just sow a seed to show this radio station that you're grateful that they made it possible for us to do what? While you driving, while you on the road, while you sitting at home, made it possible for my voice to come into your house, into your area. So come on. Hallelujah. Sow a seed. Will you sow a seed today? Will you please give it to me? I'll bring it to them. You'll see me out and about. Or you can do what? Stop by the station and sow a seed and thank God. Tell them you're grateful and you thank God that you're allowed, they allow us to come on in my home, in my cars. They made it possible. Bless you all. Again, it's my time is getting close here for me to get up. But I want you to know this. Guess what? I have to leave you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you even to the ends of the world. So guess what? Fear not, for he's with you. But do one thing for me. Continue to give him perfect praise. Amen. Continue to give him perfect praise. I want you to know this. He's the God of the Bible. I want you to know this. He inhabits your praises. No matter what you're going through with, give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him glory. Give him honor. Because he is who he say he is. Amen. All right. My time has come up, gone for the callers. Amen. That will try to call in or wanted to call in. Thank you so much for just being there, listening on the other side of that dial. 2 minutes. Oh, he said you got 2 minutes for callers. So somebody within these 2 minutes, you could call in and say, I just want to give thanks. I just want to give thanks. I just want to give thanks. I want you to pray for me or pray with me. And I'll begin to give him thanks. You got 2 minutes. Probably a minute now because it only left 2 minutes. He's still, the radio station manager is still saying 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Now don't get all desperate at once and the phone go jumping off the hook. Oh, praise God. But I want you to know, we love you with the love of God. Again, you may have tuned in just a while ago. You may say, Apostle, I don't know him. I don't know this man. Another opportunity. Oh, here we go. Caller, you're on the prayer line.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the prayer line.
I was on a bummer this morning, and I turned the Apostle on. And he was talking about that prison break with Paul and Silas, and it totally gave me a renaissance in my mind. And it totally gave me an uplift. And thank you for that Bible message and references that you gave. I'm tired and face the week. Thank you so much.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this caller that has called in now. And even the word that was spoken over the airways today, God. We thank you that you have touched this man, Father, and turned things around for him, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray the peace of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless your hearts. That's what I'm talking about. See, this is why it's very important that we stay on the air. That's why we need you to sow a seed and sow a seed into the fundraiser. Caller is done. God, it's been worth it. It's been worth it. If you can hear what this man has said, it's been worth it. You got to sow a seed. You got to sow a seed into this so that people like this man is such a, if you're still listening, sir, God bless you. And we pray and we give God honor and we give God glory for you today that you've been touched. Praise God. Again, we need you to sow a seed in the fundraiser that's coming up. Amen. That's coming up in. We're done. Oh, well, come on, sow that seed. Still sow a seed. Stop by the radio station. Stop by and say, I just wanted to sow a seed in there. I appreciate you all for your listening. Thank you all for coming. 1 minute left. God bless you again. I'll say happy Thanksgiving to all of you all. Those of you that's listening, those of you that are watching, praise God. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Have a good one. Don't eat too much turkey. Have a good one. Don't eat too much ham. Have a good one. Eat a little bit of potato salad. Have a good one. And eat plenty of cake. Not too much of that neither. 30 seconds. Have a good one. Don't eat too much dressing. Have a good one. Bless your heart. Until Friday. Friday. God bless you, Sister Cynthia. God bless you. Until Friday. Same station, same time. Guess what? It'll be time for your miracle radio broadcast. God bless you. This is the day.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.